This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey guys, this is my weekly word. Today is Thursday, August 12th. That's right, Thursday, August 12th, Major League Baseball's Field of Dream game is being played tonight between the Yankees and the White Sox. How cool is this gonna be? Major League Baseball players are gonna be playing in the same location or close to the same location of the iconic movie, Field of Dreams. I mean, seriously, in the middle of a cornfield. How cool is that? So this special night has inspired me to do my weekly word on location in a cornfield. No, I'm not in Iowa. I wish I was. I'm standing in a cornfield in New Jersey, but I thought this was kind of appropriate to pass along my weekly word message. So as you can guess, it is inspired by the famous movie Field of Dreams. And as all of us baseball lovers know, one of the most famous lines of all time is, "If you build it, they will come." That's right. If you build it, they will come. And it has me thinking that that line, that message, isn't just for baseball. It has to do with life. So hear me out for a second. In the movie, Kevin Costner's character, Ray Kinsella, takes a chance on risking his income, the way he makes his money, the way he provides for his family farm, and decides to tear it down to build a cornfield. Could you imagine your family or your wife's reaction if you told them you were going to completely tear down your business because of a voice you heard during a walk in the middle of your farm? That would just be insane. But what I took from it then and what I take from it tonight is this. Ray Kinsella, Kevin Costner's character, believed so strongly that what he was doing was right. He believed in himself so much that he was willing to risk the family farm, the family business, the way he provides for his family, because he knew deep down in his heart that it was going to work. He truly believed that if he built it, they will come. So it has me thinking, how many of us, me, you, come up short of our goals and our dreams because we truly don't believe wholeheartedly in what we're doing? Sure, we may be putting forth the time and the effort. We may be showing up to the office. We may be showing up in the classroom. But somewhere along the line, we're tripping and falling because although the effort may be there, the belief is not. You see, in that movie, Kevin Costner's character, Ray Kinsella, believed that if he built it, they would come. And we know how the story ends and exactly how the movie ended, which was perfect. They did come. So now I ask you and I ask myself this. As we move forward, as the summer season closes, as the fall season approaches, as, believe it or not, this 2021 season gets closer to the end than the beginning, I challenge you and I challenge myself to believe more. Maybe that is the missing piece. In fact, I know it is. You see, you could have the talent and the brains, you could have everything else in the entire ingredients and the formula, but if you don't have belief in your heart, I have a feeling that we're all gonna come up short of the finish line. So as most of us baseball fans will watch this Field of Dreams game tonight, I ask that we take the time over the next couple of days or couple of weeks to watch the movie. And when you do, listen to the words, "If you build it, they will come." And the next time you listen to those words, don't just think of it as a whisper telling Ray Kinsella, Kevin Costner's character, to build a baseball field in the middle of a cornfield. Listen to those words as someone telling you to build your dream. But build it on the foundation of belief, belief in yourself. If you do that, 30 years from now, people will most definitely have come to your dream. So think about it. If you build it, they will come. Now is the time. Stop doubting and start doing. Now is the time to double down on your dreams. Now is the time to build it. And they may not come tomorrow or next month or even next year. In fact, it may take years and years. As frustrating as that may sound, it will be worth it if you build it today. They will most definitely come sometime tomorrow in the future. So as I stand here in a cornfield in the middle of New Jersey, inspired by the Field of Dream games that's going to be playing later this evening out in Iowa, I just want to remind you all that if you build it, they will come. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until next week, you know what you gotta do. Go on, get out there, build it, and they will come. Tip your cap and dig your dreams.